RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike Ben. Just to alert you, we're going to have one rough spot in a few minutes that I know of. But other than that, we should be okay for this hour. I apologize for the technical problems. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, has been on twice for the last several years, twice a day on Saturdays, and always you can get us at RadioMD.com in the archives, 16 years of archives. This episode or this show is show 798 for the episode record. So if you want to come back and find something that we talked about, like the episode 797, the one right before when we talked about which brain game it is that is important, you can find out which brain game is important by listening to that episode again. It is the double decision, I'll tell you right now. It is the double decision brain game, if you will, that's put out by BrainHQ.com. You can get it on the AARP site as well, I think, but it is BrainHQ.com. And that double decision, you have to make a decision of whether you see on the screen a car or a truck, and in what quadrant you see the Phillips 66 sign. It speeds up and goes quicker and quicker, and you learn how to do, and if you're missing, it goes slower and slower. But it is what we call speed of process training, and it goes at a rate so that you make about 80% of the answers correct. So it adjusts to your speed. And 10 hours in the first year, 2 hours in month 11, 2 hours in month 35, so 14 hours of training over a 10-year period, decreased dementia 48%, decreased serious car accidents, that is injury accidents, by over 70%. So this is really remarkable. Memory training, cognitive reasoning training, didn't do those the way this did it. As I said, what I wanted to cover this period is a really important article that showed that 75% of Americans say they eat a good, very good, or excellent diet, yet less than 3% of us do so. And so the question is it just portion size? Are we eating healthy food? And the answer is probably not. If you look at the diet questionnaires, we're eating way too much sugar, we're eating way too much simple carbohydrate, whether in pasta or pizza or in processed food, and we're eating way too much trans fat and red meat and other foods with saturated fat, such as coconut oil and egg yolks and cream, that type of thing. Why are those bad? Well, the simple sugars, and the FDA is going to remedy this and put out on its labels, it will have added sugars, added to food and other things during processing, such as added to yogurt. Most yogurts have added sugars now. Well, it's going to make it easy for you to see if there's more than 4 grams per hour, which is the limit you should have, of 4 grams of sugar per hour, 4 grams of added sugar per hour, and as little, if you will, intact or added sugar as you can have. But that will be done, and why is that bad? Because it increases the abnormality of proteins. It changes your proteins to cause dysfunctional proteins. So that's why that is bad. The second thing is those foods with saturated fat, they promote inflammation by changing the bacteria inside your gut. So you have 10 trillion bacteria on and in you. That's greater than the number of cells you have by a 10-to-1 ratio. So we're outnumbered by our bacteria. But the bacteria in your gut, if you have red meat or if you have egg yolks or even cheese, they change to produce an inflammatory substance that is a very high risk of promoting long-term growth of heart disease, kidney failure, brain dysfunction, dementia, and even cancer. So that's why you want to avoid those. We've never known why you want to avoid red meat, but that's what the recent data confirmed in 5 studies, the Cleveland Clinic, Mayo Clinic, Cedars of Sinai in L.A., and 2 European groups have all found the same thing when they've looked at it. And that's really the key in science. Is it repeatable? And the answer is these data were repeatable. So we're really fortunate to be able to say that we now know some of the mechanism, and consequently we'll be working on things you can take with the red meat that decrease your risk of having this. We know one of those, extra virgin olive oil, but you've got to take an awful lot of that extra virgin olive oil. So I think it is both portion size, but also a lot of the processed foods that we eat and processed grains, even nuts. We're seeing a lot of nuts with sugar on it. And so that's what we see. And I hope that you understand that those are important things to keep your body functioning well. The other story that I thought was so surprising was that the millennials, the 20 to 30-year-olds now, have much weaker, and I'll tell you what I mean by much weaker, the 30% decrement in their right-hand grip strength for women and in both hands for men than they did 30 years ago. And this is not a progressive decline. This is a sudden decline for the millennials compared to any other group. We've not had a progressive decline. That is, most groups have had the same grip strength. Now, why is it? You say, who cares about grip strength? Does it just correlate with overall muscle strength? Are we not doing enough exercise? No. It is separate from muscle strength. It is independent of muscle strength. And, yeah, you do use your grip strength to open cans, use your grip strength on climbing walls and on pole vaults. But, in fact, it turns out that it is a strong correlate with how long and well you're going to live. And we don't know whether this means that all of a sudden Americans, millennials in America, are going to die earlier. We don't know why, in fact, grip strength correlates so well with frailty and when you're going to die, but it does. And it does in this wonderful study done by the WHO, the World Health Organization, which looked at it in 17 countries, half developed, half undeveloped, rural and city life, et cetera. It didn't matter. It was the same grip strength was able to predict death rate in all 17 countries. So it's remarkable data, and independent of overall, your overall strength, independent of your ability to bench press or do anything else, independent of the size of your arm muscles. So very interesting data, and most interesting, the millennials are 30% lower. They're acting like they're in their mid-50s, which would mean they're 20 years older than other people, 20 years older than our generation. And that brings up another subject, the real age test. That is the test where we measured how old or young you are based on your habits and based on your choices, was developed because it was able to motivate people prior to surgery to do healthy things. Because at that era, we found that heart disease, stroke, all of the serious diseases, and all outcomes after aortic surgery, that is, aortic valve replacement surgery, after cardiac surgery, really depended on your calendar age. It went up threefold every 10 years older you were. That is complication rates and death rate. So if you're 75, then you have your risk.
The all-important family meal. Dinner just got happier and healthier. Why? because kids are begging for crunchy, out-of-this-world, yummy, healthy veggie fries. Yep, they're healthy because they're made with real vegetables. You can choose from broccoli or carrot, chickpea and red pepper, or kale and Tuscan bean, or choose all four. Veggie fries are gluten-free, a good source of fiber, and an excellent source of vitamin A, C, and K. Plus, they're very low in sodium. Veggie fries are a parent's dream for their family. Hey, and parents love them too. So if you want to hear more veggies, please, at your dinner table, look for them in the freezer section of your favorite supermarket or natural food store. For more about veggie fries, please go to eatveggiefries.com. Veggie fries.
Did you know your eyes have hidden connections to your overall health? The Eye Care Revolution, an easy-to-read analysis of vision and health by Dr. Robert Abel Jr., is an authoritative guide that explains natural and conventional methods to prevent and even reverse many common vision disorders like cataracts, glaucoma, dry eye, macular degeneration, and diabetes-related vision loss. From high-tech laser treatments to centuries-old Asian remedies, the Eye Care Revolution, with a foreword by Dr. Mehmet Oz, provides amazing nutritional, herbal, homeopathic, and conventional methods to improve your eye health and overall health and wellness. Dr. Abel shares breakthrough information about eye strain, new developments in LASIK surgery, discusses how computers and texting are affecting our eyes, what you need to know about your children's eyes, the easy way to administer eye drops, antioxidant must-haves for your eyes, alternative therapies, and so much more. Order The Eye Care Revolution by Dr. Robert Abel Jr. on Amazon.com. That's The Eye Care Revolution.
Are you being fooled by the numbers game when it comes to probiotics? Are you being taken in by probiotic marketers? Those that don't even manufacture the probiotics they're selling to you? Brands that are overstuffed with excessive billions of probiotic strains, attempting to compensate for the hoax that probiotics don't need to be refrigerated? Well, if you're not using Natron probiotics, then sadly, the answer is yes, you are. Natron is the only true probiotic manufacturer that cultivates its own probiotic strains and handles every phase of creating the product themselves right here in the U.S. That's why at Natron, we don't just sell probiotics, we sell results. Last question. Are you taking the very best probiotic for your needs? To help you find the answers, Natron is offering a free, no-obligation probiotic consultation. Sign up free today at natron.com. That's N-A-T-R-E-N.com. Just click on the free consultation icon at the homepage and schedule a time that's most convenient for you. Others promise, Natron delivers. Visit natron.com today.
More than half of all Americans, including teenagers, don't drink enough water. Waterlogged is a great app that will help you build good water habits with customized tracking and personalized reminders. Download Waterlogged from the iTunes App Store and start using your iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad to track and improve your water intake. Set your goals, record your consumption, and get Waterlogged's exclusive smart reminders to alert you when you're behind pace to meet your daily goal and when it's time to hydrate. Optimal water intake is a goal that you can successfully achieve, and it'll make a measurable impact on how you feel and your overall health, because every system in your body depends on water. People who use reminders are 5 times more likely to reach their goals consistently, so let Waterlogged help you stay on track. Waterlogged is compatible with Apple Health and Fitbit, so you can log your water with the best app in the App Store and get a full picture of your health in your favorite app. Download Waterlogged from the App Store or visit waterlogged.com.
There's more of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Presented by the Radio MD Network.
Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
This is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Thanks, Ben, and I apologize for the delay. I had the phone on mute, or the recording on mute. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and this is Dr. Mike Roizen. We've had a whole bunch of technical gobbles today, but we've been making it up, I hope, with the valuable information. So where I was when we went to break is we were talking about why the Real Age test was developed and why it is still important to you. So So RealAge was really developed to motivate people who were about to have surgery to do things to get healthier. How could you make them 10 to 20 years younger? How could they make themselves 10 to 20 years younger in the time immediately surrounding their operation? And the answer is that there were many things they could do, and that's what we put into the RealAge program. The reason is we quickly discovered when we looked at the outcome of cardiac surgery, valve replacement, CABG surgery, coronary artery bypass surgery, and vascular surgery, and we looked at the whole database from California, that in fact what you found was that at age 75, you were 3 times more likely to have a complication or death, everything else being equal, than at age 65, and 9 times more likely than at age 55. So those were the data. And you wonder what's happened since that era about 30 years ago to the risk of complications from cardiac surgery. Well, there was a recent study, not ours, but a recent study that looked at the data, and it shows that, in fact, it is very similar with just a different time frame. What do I mean by that? Well, it turns out that, again, complication rates go up in a factor of 3 every 10 years older you are. But there's the cutoff period, as you would have expected, for where it really starts to rise has gotten older as we've gotten technically better at doing surgery. So where is the most important point? It's those people over the age of 68 and really over the age of 74, where you have to do more healthy things to try and stay younger. That is, you want to try and stay as if your physiologic age were under the age of 74, and even better, under the age of 68. That is, if you look at it, when do people's risks of surgery go up after coronary artery bypass surgery? Well, in this study of very good places, that is, they looked at very good institutions. It was age 74. And if you look at more broadly all institutions, it was age 68 where the risk really increased dramatically. So you want to stay, if you're over 74 calendar years of age, meaning 74 would mean you were born in, I think, 1942 or before, then you want to do as many healthy things immediately before surgery to stay younger, because that's the way of reducing your real risk of bad outcomes after cardiac surgery. This was a large study in 3 hospitals in the United States and Canada, and there were excellent hospitals like the Cleveland Clinic, which has been number 1 for cardiac care for, I think, 23 years in a row. I want to go over one more study, importantly, before we go to the bottom of the hour, and that is a study on blood pressure, intensive blood pressure lowering. So what is intensive blood pressure lowering? Well, instead of going for 135 over 85, this group went to the therapy of one trying to get to 125 over 80 or less. So it was only about a 7 or 8 point millimeter. You say, well, 7 or 8 millimeters mattered. Yeah. Let me tell you how much they mattered in this study. The group, and this was a randomized study, and some people were randomized to the more intense treatment, some to the less. But in fact, the more intense treatment, there was got 7.6 over 4.5, that is the systolic blood pressure. The upper number was 7.6 millimeters less on average. The lower number was 4.5 millimeters less on average. And what happened? There was a 20% reduction in strokes, a 15% reduction in heart attacks, and a 25% reduction in heart failure. And that's just in. That's in the short period, believe it or not, just in 4 years. So remarkable by going for a little more intense therapy, a little more intense blood pressure lowering, did a remarkable thing at decreasing your risk. So that's the ideal blood pressure, by the way, from a standpoint of aging, is the ideal blood pressure from a standpoint of aging is to try and get your blood pressure to 115 over 75. And so we've only come to the fact that this intensive therapy is good in the very elderly as well as in the young in the last couple of years. And this is the most strong data showing that even after the age of 70, you can get that. I want to say one thing. You've heard regulations, everyone knocks regulations, et cetera. Well, let me tell you one regulation that they changed in New York, and they stopped reporting a specific kind. So if you were in shock or seriously ill in New York, and you were counted in with all the other patients having coronary bypass surgery or percutaneous coronary interventions, angioplasty, things that open up your blood vessels. Well, when they stopped reporting those, so people didn't try and fix those, if you will, because those were so severe that they made their statistics look bad. Well, New York stopped in a regulation said these are not going to be counted with all the others. They're a separate category. And what happened? Well, many more people were saved in those groups. In fact, it went from, if you will, there were 45,000 people over a 10-year period in New York State with those conditions. 45,000, that's a lot, obviously. And instead of what was called less than 10% of them getting procedures to try and save their life, something on the order of 80% now get them, and half of those walk out of the hospital. So those are really impressive changes that occurred because of a change in the regulation, because people realized this was happening from the prior regulation that you didn't want to tackle sick patients beforehand. Now, the cardiologists and cardiac surgeons are doing things for sick patients, and remarkably, they're saving a huge number of them. So when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the other studies that were big this week, new medicine, I think there are so many stories. We'll have to sort out which ones I'll talk to you about. But clearly one is on about sweet green and how it is a healthy option.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. You can find Michael's products at your local health food store, your favorite online retailers, or visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood, or an earthquake is destroying buildings. When a tornado is tearing through town, or a hurricane strikes, or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Radio MD.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
What does the word organic really mean?
So organic really means there's a lot of human labor put into the food that you're consuming. So it could mean there's no pesticides that are applied to seeds and to plants. There's no antibiotics or growth hormones, that are being used in animal products. And it also, in most cases, means that there's no GMO seed that's being used.
Become a healthier you 5 days a week.
What's GMO? What does non-GMO mean?
Okay, so GMO, this is a good one. So GMO stands for genetically modified organism. So the question is whether or not a seed or plant has some genetically modified gene in it.
It's health delivered daily. Listen live every Monday through Friday at noon Eastern on RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio, or the free TuneIn Radio app.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times? When we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while. Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave. But unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Dr. Mike Roizen. I got to be careful. Some of our advertisers, one of them says Dr. Mike, one of them says Dr. Michaels, neither of which are me. I don't have anything to say about those advertisements or those products. On the other hand, many of the products on Radio MD are healthy, and such as one of the things is the Even Hotel Chain, well, is the website where they tell you how to get to that hotel site, which has healthy, if you will, workout rooms and healthy food choices. And that comes to what is Sweet Green. So I saw this headline, Sweet Green makes healthful fast food, and I said, what the heck is Sweet Green? I don't know what it is. When you read the article, it really began with three Georgetown University students who were frustrated. They could not find healthy fast food restaurants near the campus. So they raised money from family and friends. They didn't use Kickstarter or any of the others, but they raised money from family and friends and started their own healthy fast food restaurant, renting a small storefront on M Street in Georgetown. The result they called Sweet Green because it had a lot of salads in it. And in fact, it is a restaurant that offers a lot of salads. That is, it is organic salads and other things. And the concept of Sweet Green, I should read you some of this, because what happens is it spread wildly, meaning soon they had people all around the store trying to get in. And what happened is they are now in three other cities, so they're in four cities, but they aren't inexpensive. The average bill is someplace over $8. The salads are between 9 and 14, and it is healthy and it is fast. Will it ever be inexpensive? And the problem is that most of the fast food that we now eat, whether it is using the soy oil that many of the fast food restaurants use to fry in, or whether it is using corn products, such as many of the restaurants or that the beef is raised using, are subsidized, highly subsidized by the U.S. government. We don't subsidize healthy food like salads and, if you will, lettuce and arugula and celery and other things that are healthy that you put in the salad. So they're at a disadvantage compared to others. But nonetheless, they are making it healthy. They've shown it can be fast, and they've shown it can be well-received. It is, by the way, the daily line of lunchtime customers usually stretches over a block at Sweetgreen on M Street in Georgetown, even in the rain, they say. So we'll see how they do at their other stores as they expand. By the way, there are other ones, such as Tender Greens in California, Chopped Creative Salad Company in the East Coast is another one, and maybe we'll see more to come. And with the competition, maybe the price will come down. And in addition, maybe the U.S. government will stop subsidizing those things that are harmful to us and start subsidizing things that are healthy for us, like tree and fruit nuts. We're also beginning to see, if you will, healthy food penetrate fast food restaurants. So Chick-fil-A unveiled a new kale, broccolini, and nut superfood salad, responding to consumer demands for new tastes and healthier ways to eat in their restaurants. McDonald's is also testing spinach, chicken, and quinoa salad, I understand. So these things, it looks like maybe we will start to be able to eat healthier, and hopefully it will become inexpensive. It isn't as of now. Another one of the studies that I wanted to talk about that came out is that few seniors are seeking health advice from Dr. Google. Now, this isn't necessarily true with all online sites, but when you Google a piece of health advice, it turns out that although most seniors have either a computer or smartphone or access to them, that is over 80% of people over the age of 60 have those accesses, even higher, actually, I'm told 85% in the U.S., that only 7% are booking appointments and only 15% are getting medical advice online. That's opposed to more than 50% of the millennial generation. So somehow seniors are not using all the capabilities of Dr. Google and his cohorts. Obviously, seniors are the biggest consumers of health resources, health care in the United States. So that's one of the ways we've got to increase their use to make a dent. Obviously, we don't know what will happen with time. My guess is as people get older, as this younger generation gets older, it will be universal to rely on Dr. Google. Marriage changes how men drink in weird ways. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about that. It's a study of twins and what happens to their drinking habits of one twin or the other twin when one of the two twins got married. This is, they looked at male twins, not at female twins, but it is the interesting ways in which the drinking habits change. Probably the most important two studies, I think, that we've covered today, we'll cover again. That is the story on, if you will, speed of process training, decreasing dementia by 48%, decreasing accidents, that is injury accidents, by over 70%, and the fact that the risk of surgery goes up dramatically when you get over the age of 70. And the good news is you can make yourself younger and reduce that risk. So we'll talk about both of those again when we come back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. One quick hit that I'd like to talk about now is the bloated belly. Turns out estrogen increases water absorption in and water in your gut wall, which gives you a feeling of bloat. And progestin, or progesterones, decrease transit time, that is, increase transit time, that is, they decrease the ability of contraction in your intestine. So both estrogen and progestin, when they change and when they're higher, make you feel bloated. So in estrogen, you have a drop during the period right around your period, if you will, and then when it comes back up, you feel bloated, and progestin, which can increase at specific times also. So those are hormones to talk to your gynecologist about if you're feeling too bloated. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. We're going to talk about the top stories of the week again, as well as some interesting stories about what happens when men get married, when one twin of a twin pair gets married, what happens to their alcohol consumption. It's probably not what you expect. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. This is Radio MD, and we hope you'll stay well.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent any disease.
Awaken your mind with Exact, a new dietary supplement designed to help you gain a mental edge. Exact fuels your natural brain chemicals to unleash mental energy and stamina, providing the intense focus and drive you need to initiate important tasks and push through challenges. With Exact, you can think smarter, faster, and stronger, because Exact supports faster reaction time and memory recall with improved problem-solving skill and accuracy. Exact contains ingredients from traditional Chinese medicine and Indian Ayurvedic medicine. No synthetic drugs or chemicals. Exact is created from herbs that have been safely used by healers for thousands of years. Experience a new kind of energy, mental energy, and get the focus and breakthrough mental edge you need to succeed with Exact. Learn more about the science behind Exact, see what customers are saying, and try Exact 100% risk-free at ExactMind.com. That's the letter X, ACTMind.com. ExactMind.com.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and Talkin' Pets, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy.
So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird, too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to podcast and episode 798. Yes, this is 798. And we're going to go to a podcast only format, so I'll make sure we talk about which episode is which in the future. On 797, we were supposed to have Diana Nyad, N-I-N-Y-A-D, find a way, and it's really an inspiring story of one woman's pursuit of a lifelong dream of swimming from Cuba to the United States to Florida. She did it. She succeeded. This is a great book. It's not a good book. It's a great book. It's written with this incredible power of the story. And I hope that everyone gets this great book by Diana Nyad, N-Y-A-D, Find a Way. In the meantime, one of the interesting stories out this week, and we will cover the two top stories, two top issues again at the end of the show for the in case you miss it. But marriage changes how men drink in weird ways. You'd expect, and it's known that married men, you think, don't drink as much. They're happier, they're smarter, they're healthier, they're less crazy or whatever. Well, those data, this twin study proved, were not accurate. This was a twin study in the state of Washington where they looked at 2,500 twins. And they said in the twin pair, did the one who got married or the one who didn't get married change habits and relating to alcohol? They looked at mainly male twins, but they did look at 1,000 female twins. And what was interesting is, yes, marriage overall, there was a decrease in drinking rate in the twin who got married. But in some twins, turns out around 20% of them, the drinking, the amount of alcohol consumed actually went up. Sometimes it changed which beverage they had, et cetera, but it was not a consistent. Because you're getting married, you're going to drink less. And it changed it in both men and women in unpredictable ways. So it's the unpredictability that we should emphasize in that story. Now, I want to go back and cover, in case you missed it, that's the phrase that Dr. Oz uses to review the shows, but I find it very useful to review the show. So in case you missed it, there were two major studies that I think had real importance. One is that brain exercise, a specific brain exercise, that is speed of process training, decreased the dementia risk, that is, decreased the risk of developing dementia compared to cognitive process training, that is, reason training, compared to memory training. This one alone decreased dementia over a 10-year period by 48%. And by the way, it also decreased serious auto accidents. Auto accidents are a way of looking at people who do develop dementia. They get in more auto accidents, and they actually tend to be, some of them tend to be injury accidents. So they looked at just injury accidents rather than fender benders. And there was a major decrease by speed of process training. So you can learn about speed of process training at AARP, or you can just go directly. It's a $96 program for the year. You can try it, I think, for a month for $14. I think AARP has upgrade your yearly membership, going from $16 to $21. You can get this program. I don't know whether it's still good. I have not tested that in about a year. It used to be able, but it is Double Decision is the actual program. You see a car and a truck on the screen, and then one of them flashes quickly with a Route 66 sign in one of the eight areas of the screen, and a whole bunch of distractors. You got to spot the Route 66 sign, and whether it's a car or truck, that's why it's a Double Decision. That speed of processing, and it shows for shorter or longer periods of time, depending on how you're doing, and that's the way you learn how to get better, and that decreases dementia risk. The other story that was big was that the risk of cardiac surgery and the risk of major vascular surgery still increase dramatically as you get older. You can make yourself younger. That's what real age is all about. There are a whole bunch of things you can do, from avoiding tobacco or quitting tobacco to physical activity to eating right to managing stress. All of these things that you can do in a short period of time and make yourself younger so that you have a lower risk of complication rates after any surgery, but especially after cardiac surgery. The age break, instead of being 55 as it was in 1970, is now about 70. So that's the point where you really, if you're over 70, your risk of cardiac surgery complications goes up sizably and can be made younger by you doing things to be healthy. So I think those are the two biggest articles of the week, or most important. There also was an article we talked about the, if you watch more than 5 hours of TV a day, or take hormones of any kind, either one, those increase your clotting risk at deep vein thrombosis and then the serious pulmonary emboli. If you do either of those, you ought to talk to your physician about taking two baby aspirin a day with half a glass of warm water before and after. The other, I think those are the most important stories. The other one was the one that I couldn't help bring up. It is 75% of Americans think they eat healthy, when in fact the number is much closer to 2%. And we think it is both they don't read the labels carefully enough to find the added sugars, because it's never been able to do that, to find added sugars. The new FDA labeling, which will go into effect, we understand, in 2018, will make it easy. But until then, look for the added sugars, added syrups, and any grain that isn't 100% whole grain, and look for foods such as red meat, egg yolks with saturated fat in them, and eliminate those, and you're going to be eating much healthier and probably smaller portions, those two key things for, in fact, having a great diet. Appreciate your staying with us for all the problems we had today and all the difficulties, technical difficulties that I caused and that wasn't Ben or the engineering crew. Ben stuck with us, so thank you, Ben, for being a great engineer with us. Those were my technical problems. Thanks very much, and may you take control of your health so you can be the youngest you you want to be.
Over 30 years ago, R.W. and Margaret Garcia set out to make the best-tasting, healthy tortilla chip in the world. They invested every dime they had and started selling chips to retailers out of their family van. Today, R.W. Garcia products are sold around the world. Their products use only the highest quality premium ingredients, are verified non-GMO, certified gluten-free, and contain no additives or preservatives. Try their three-seed kale, sweet potato, or harvest crackers, or go for their crunchy, tasty mixed bags of blue, yellow, and red tortilla chips. And for sure, every family must have one of their big bags of blue or yellow corn tortilla chips for healthy snacking and parties. Without question, R.W. Garcia is changing the way people snack with their simple philosophy, great tasting can be good for you. Go to rwgarcia.com to find out where their products are sold in your area. R.W. Garcia, the best tasting healthy tortilla chip in the world.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight-up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.